Troy joins us, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Troy's of Denver 7. Troy, okay, I'm just going to give you the floor. Your general thoughts on that 17-16 loss to the Raiders.
Yeah, it was disappointing because everything you felt new, it wasn't. Everything felt different, but it wasn't. It was just a different way to get to the same result with a new coach. And it was such an odd game, Nate. Six possessions, the fewest possessions. I think I saw from Nick Hosmeiter's tweet, fewest possessions in a game for the Broncos since like 2000.
Wow.
And if you're going to have a plodding offense with a bend but don't break defense, you got to score touchdowns because you leave yourself vulnerable then to one drive beating you, and that's essentially what happened. So, you know, I was encouraged by what I saw from Russell Wilson in the first half. He was efficient. He was using his legs. He was showing the mobility we saw in camp. But their lack of playmakers at times is just alarming. I mean, you look at the second half, they had 52 yards passing. Who's getting open? I mean, somebody's got to be a deep threat. It's probably going to have to be Mims at some point or Judy next week. But you just cannot win this way with no margin for error. I mean, it's just – and until they finish, what's going to change? And I say this when I coach kids, covered a lot of baseball. It's hard to have confidence without results. At some point, they're going to have to fake it till they make it and start believing they can do this because they get to these points in games, these moments where the outcome's determined, and they can't win them. And it's the weirdest thing, but it's like embedded over the last 6 years.
Troy, you just kind of talked about the playmaker aspect. In the second half, you talk about, 53 yards passing. What did you see out there with when the wide receivers and tight ends were going down the field? What did you see just from that bird's eye view? Were they always just running shorter routes, or, you know, were guys specifically just not coming open? Because for me, I thought that I saw guys just not coming open. I also thought I saw a combination as well of Sean Payton just not doing the best with his route concepts.
Yeah, they got conservative. I mean, I see, you know, they do layered routes, the intermediate routes. The problem is once Dolchich was out, he left in the last play, the last drive of before halftime. He looked like he pulled his right hamstring again. Once he goes out, that's a mismatch for them. So then you're going to Troutman, you're going to these guys in front of the sticks and asking them to make plays. And, you know, and Sutton, I mean, he had a touchdown and all credit to him, but he's not a true one. I mean, he's just not. He's not that guy. He's a nice player, but he's much more of a complimentary player, like a possession receiver. So, okay, who's the deep threat? Well, they had one play that should have been made. Now it's Philip Dorsett, and he loses track of where he is on the field, oh, and he steps out of bounds, and he's wide open. So, I mean, again, that's just indicative of a team that can't get out of its own way, that if that Dorsett play is there, they probably get a field goal, and they win today by a couple of points, and you're like, you know what, it wasn't pretty, but they're showing progress and they found a way to finish. So, but you're right, Peyton got conservative offensively. They were a plodding offensive team, and it was just weird to juxtaposition to the onside kick to start the game, which I didn't like because it kind of tells your team you kind of have to gimmick the game up to beat the opponent. I love it in the second half. I don't like it on the first one, but listen, probably should have recovered it. They didn't, but it just looked like, oh, they got a little conservative in their passing game because who is that guy that's going to get open deep? And if you just look from an athletic standpoint, it's probably Mims yesterday, and they just probably don't trust him yet. I mean, that's what it looked like. I think, what, he have one target? So they need Judy back. I know Judy didn't have a great camp, but they missed him, especially in the second half, because they just don't have that one guy that can take the ball, you know, take a 7-yard hitch and go 40 yards with it. That guy just didn't really exist yesterday.
Yeah, and they just didn't go deep, Troy. I mean, I want to see, you know, I'm a former receiver, tight end, and I like pushing the ball down the field. There's a play we used to run called two jet all go. That means everybody goes deep, and we're going to choose the best matchup, and we're going to throw it because it puts the defense on their heels. They have to respect that the rest of the game. It doesn't matter if it's complete or not. Take a shot. We didn't see that at all. But I want to switch to the other side of the ball, Troy. Defensively, I thought the Broncos defense played pretty darn good. They held Josh Jacobs to 48 yards, for example. Under 100 yards rushing for the Raiders, 200 yards passing, 250 total yards for the Raiders offense. But the Broncos couldn't stop them when it mattered late in the game. What's your take of the defensive performance?
I mean, that more than anything was a replay of the last few years, that they got gassed. and when they absolutely needed a stop, when Broncos went up 16-10. Because if the Broncos score a touchdown and go up 20-10, for me, they win the game. Game's over. They don't. They settle for a field goal, and that missed extra points hanging over you. And when the Broncos defense needed a stop, the Raiders went right down the field on them. There was a couple of penalties, a couple of big plays. Damari Mathis had a tough day against Jacoby Myers. That's going to be a theme. Teams are going to go at him because of the fact Surtain is so good on the other side. I mean, they're just not going to make a living going after him. So what did I see? A lot of good things, except two things hurt them. Inability to get pressure, and I get it. Jimmy G, the ball's out quickly, but you got to hit him. You got to affect him more than they did. No sacks for the game. And I went into the season saying, you know, the outside linebacker room's a concern. Now, if you look back to the Bradley Chubb trade, they have 12 sacks in their last 10 games. I mean, that just doesn't cut it. You've got to get more pressure, and they've got to get it from Randy Gregory specifically because he's their most dynamic player on the edge. But when they had to finish, they just couldn't. Like, if Damari Mathis knocks that ball down, you force the Raiders into a fourth down, a crazy play, they settle for a field goal, then maybe the Raiders never get the ball back and lose 16-13. But they were gassed. And I do see people saying, sure, the Broncos have gone for it on 4th-and-3, but on their own 32 with 5:14 left. I mean, to me, that's difficult because that shows no confidence in your defense. I mean, if there's 3 minutes left or whatever, I get it. But if you're saying we're not going to get the ball back when we punt it to them with 5 minutes, but that was so similar, Nate. We saw it at Cleveland a couple years ago. We saw it with the Eagles. We saw it with the Raiders last year, the inability to get off the field. But it's traced back to the fact the defense spends too much time on the field. I mean, both teams were doing these plodding long drives, and by the end of the game, the defense looked a little gassed to me.
Troy, what was your opinion, first impression on Russell Wilson 2023? Is he fixed? Is he still broken? I thought he looked great. I thought Russ was not the problem yesterday at all.
I mean, he executed the offense Sean Payton called for him, and he did everything he's done since the second week of camp. He moved. He showed mobility. He made good decisions with the football. I mean, he was 18 of 20 in the first half for 125 yards and 2 touchdowns, and you're up 13-10. You're like, okay, project that over a game. You win 26-20. You're feeling good about yourself. Second half, no Dulcich, not having Jerry Jeudy for me. If the Raiders defense recognized, like, hey, who's going to beat us deep? They started clamping down, and it made it more difficult for Russ. He was under a little more pressure in the second half. But if you watched that game and thought they lost because of Russell Wilson, I can't help you. The game's lost by the fact that their special teams was a hot tire mess again. 10 penalties. Like, you just can't be this sloppy. You have to win in the margins. And that was the most disappointing to me yesterday, is I know they're better coached, 100% watching them. But you can't hurt yourself when you're playing these close games. You miss a field goal, you miss an extra point, you have a holding on a kick return, you touch a ball on an onside kick, you have 10 total penalties. You can't win that way. This team can't win that way. At some point, special teams have to be a strength, and you need to be around 5 penalties a game. Once you start approaching 8, 9, 10, they're just not good enough to overcome that. But I thought Wilson was fine. Can he be better? Yes. But they had 6 drives. They should have scored on 4 of them. They just get Jeudy back. Hopefully Dulcich is only out for a few weeks. They've got to incorporate some deep strikes, more explosive plays for this offense to start clicking. And maybe we'll see that starting against Washington. But the challenge is real. Washington, not a great team, clearly, but their defense is really good.
Troy, Pat Surtain looked good on Davante Adams, held him, I don't know, to 11 yards or something like that, and looked really good on one side. Damari Mathis struggled on the other side, and you got to understand and expect him to get tested every single week because of how good PS2 is. Damari Mathis struggled a little bit yesterday. Was that a play-calling issue, you think, with VJ dialing up the wrong coverages that it's not helping him, or is it Damari Mathis' issue?
Well, I mean, he's getting targeted a lot, and so he's going to give up some catches. That's just the reality of it. When they're going after you 10 to 15 times a game, you're going to give up some yards. But there's got to be a point of inflection with Damari when you get in the red zone that I got to make a play here. Like, you're going to give up some yards. We get it. And he loves the competition. The kid's attitude, if you guys were ever around him, I mean, he's a fighter, man. He just loves to compete. So it's not that he's backing down from the challenge. It's just when you get to the red zone and you get to third down, those are money plays. And he's just going to have to find a balance between what's interference and what's physical. What can I get away with? Because he kept giving up. He gave up inside to Jacoby on the 1 touchdown. The other touchdown, that was pretty good coverage. I'm not going to kill him for that. The first Myers touchdown, I mean, that was decent coverage. But on that last one, you get beat inside. I mean, that's, again, those are the points in the game you got to win. You got to just keep an eye on it. See where his confidence is. Last year when he had the first game, he started with three penalties. Next game, a little shaky, and then he just got better and better. But there's not a lot of time for him to figure it out because they're going to keep going after him. There's just no way around it. Maybe you split in and use Fabian Moreau a little bit, the experienced guy, if you see him struggling, because you don't want to lose to Mari because he's too good of a player that way, but you're going to just have to keep an eye on it. And I don't know if you protect him more with zone, some of those things. You can scheme it a little bit, but the reality is they're not going to go after Pat Surtain. So whoever is on that other side, you've got to be ready. And maybe it's safety top over the help a little more, you know, doctor it up a little bit. But they're going to go after him. And I like the kid. I love his confidence. But the challenge is real moving forward.
Yep. If you thought there was a lot of action to Damari's side yesterday, just wait. Next week it's going to be worse because that's what they're seeing on film. Thank you for joining us, Troy. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Troy.
You got it. See ya.
There he goes. Troy Rank of Denver 7, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air.